welcome you inside the Fantasy Spin presented by Bud Light here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Bo Wolf with Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com. And Joe, most playoffs are over now. We move on to sort of the weekly, week-by-week leagues. Week 17, some teams maybe not playing for much, but still fantasy points to be had. Who do you like matchup-wise this week?
I'd consider going with Teddy Bridgewater and Charles Johnson. If you're playing daily formats, Charles Johnson didn't have a huge week this past week, but I think that means it's going to be a little under-owned on your FanDuels and your DraftKings. You pair him with Teddy Bridgewater, I think you could be a little bit flexible with your lineup and have a nice little underpriced duo.
All right, well, with the season winding down, it's time to give out our Fantasy Spin Awards here on the Fantasy Spin. Joe, let's start with MVP. Who do you got?
It's got to be Le'Veon Bell, Bo. People are already asking who's the number one pick in fantasy next year, and it's been obvious to me. You know, last year we had that debate. Is it going to be LeSean McCoy? Is it going to be Jamaal Charles? Is it going to be Matt Forte? I think it's pretty clear heading into next year, barring anything unforeseen, Le'Veon Bell is going to be the number one pick in fantasy next year. And my favorite stat is that if you just take Le'Veon Bell's receiving production, he's number two in the NFL in rushing, but if you just take his receiving production on the year in a PPR league, he is currently a number three wide receiver in a 12-team league. He would be number 33 in total fantasy points as a receiver in PPR leagues. That is unbelievable production. So you're essentially getting two starters for the price of one with Le'Veon Bell. That is exactly what you want to see in a number one overall fantasy back. He's young. He's talented. He plays in a solid offense. I would have no qualms about taking Le'Veon Bell number one overall. He is the fantasy MVP for this year.
All right. Well, on the other side, how about the biggest bust? First round pick maybe who just did nothing.
There was a couple of guys who underachieved, but only one guy who really was a total bust, and that was Monty Ball of the Denver Broncos.
Lucky me. I had him on like three teams.
And I would have taken him on like three teams as well, Bo. The logic was sound. The logic was this guy is playing running back in a Peyton Manning offense. He's going to fall into the end zone by accident 10 times. The problem was he got injured. And then you realize that it was a position where guys who weren't special talents can really produce. So Ronnie Hillman was the next man up. He produced. Then he got hurt. Then it was C.J. Anderson. He produced. We saw Juwan Thompson at times go in there and produce. And while Monty Ball, I'm not writing him off as a guy who can be fantasy relevant sometime in the future, you just got to be careful because if he's a guy who's going to be consistently injured or he's going to fumble, they will just take him out and put somebody else in. Monty Ball was the guy who probably ruined more fantasy seasons than any other first round, second round fringe pick.
Thank you very much, Monty. Thank you for your help on my teams. All right, how about a guy who was a late rounder or maybe undrafted? Who was the biggest sleeper for the season?
It's Justin Forsett, and it tells you how crazy the running back position is. And you're going to be hearing a lot of people next year touting, Bo, the zero RB theory, essentially meaning you just take a bunch of wide receivers, maybe a tight end or a quarterback if you like the value for an elite guy at the position. And essentially the theory says just go get your running backs in the late rounds and pay attention to the waiver wire. And Justin Forsett, he was actually, in my opinion, in contention for fantasy MVP if you looked at where he was drafted, which typically was undrafted, based on his level of production. He's been a top 10 rusher in the NFL for a guy who's nearly 30. The only problem for Justin Forsett, his production has dried up the last couple weeks, and averaging only about 2 yards a carry over his last two games, really an unfortunate end of the season for a guy who carried a lot of fantasy teams to the playoffs.
Our waiver wire pickup of the year, also the runaway rookie of the year, a player who the Eagles will have to contend with on Sunday.
It's Odell Beckham Jr., without a doubt. Bo, in PPR leagues, he's number 8 among wide receivers in total points. He missed the first 4 games of the year. That's total points, not just points per game. He's number 2 in points per game behind only Antonio Brown. And with a big game or maybe a smaller game for Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham's going to finish the year as the number 1 wide receiver. The guy's already in contention for being a first-round pick next year. We'll see how I feel about that in July and August, but Odell Beckham is the runaway rookie of the year and the runaway waiver wire pickup of the year. He is a guy who not just carried your team to the playoffs, he's a guy who carried your fantasy team in the playoffs. He was a monster over the last 2 months.
All right, last one, Joe. Who are you keeping an eye on as a potential breakout candidate in 2015?
There's a couple of running backs that I'm going to keep an eye on. Number 1 is Carlos Hyde of the San Francisco 49ers. Bo, I thought he was the most talented 3-down type of back in the NFL draft. He didn't get as much of a shot to contribute in San Francisco as I wanted him to this year. As a matter of fact, I think the 49ers didn't play offense as well as they wanted to in general, which probably hurt Carlos Hyde's stock. They're going to get a new coaching staff in there, it looks like, but I would think they'd want to hold on to Carlos Hyde as Frank Gore is aging. You also want to keep an eye on Christian Michael in Seattle. couple times this year, Marshawn Lynch has essentially hinted that he doesn't expect to be back in Seattle. That would give Preston Michael, the really talented back out of Texas A&M, the first shot at taking over that job. And also at wide receiver, keep an eye on Dante Moncrief of the Indianapolis Colts. If you got him in a keeper league, you're going to want to consider hanging on to him. I think Reggie Wayne is done. They should have given him snaps over Hakeem Nicks months ago. I think Dante Moncrief and T.Y. Hilton are going to be an unbelievable 1-2 punch in the future for the Indianapolis Colts.
All right, well, Joe, I think I can speak for all the fans of Fantasy Spin out there when I say you're the real MVP.
Thank you, Bo.
Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com, the managing editor. Follow him on Twitter at FG_Dolan, and we'll see you next year.